Officials provided an update Tuesday on the recent discovery of the UK variant of COVID-19 in Saratoga County, with a single case traced to the N-Fox jewelry store in downtown Saratoga Springs. Governor Andrew Cuomo on Tuesday called the new strain highly problematic and said its spread in New York could be a game changer.
Anyone who was exposed or anyone who was exposed to someone who was exposed, please contact us. There's nothing to be ashamed of. This is a virus. It travels. But we have to know containment is vitally important here.
New York State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker said contact tracing has been underway for all who were in the store on Broadway. No other cases of the strain have yet been identified, but Zucker said the state is testing for the variant at a rate that outpaces the federal government's response.
It takes 44 hours or so to do the actual genome testing. So we learned about this yesterday. We got the samples yesterday, and we are doing this. And as soon as we have answers, we can provide that.
A new drive-up testing site began operating in Saratoga Springs at Saratoga Performing Arts Center Tuesday afternoon and will remain open through Friday. Saratoga County's 7-day positive test rate for COVID Tuesday was 10.7%. In the last 7 days, more than 1,200 new cases were reported as numbers spike after Christmas and New Year's Eve. In an update Tuesday afternoon, Saratoga County EMS Coordinator Mike McAvoy said while the new strain has not been observed to make people more sick in other countries, its apparent ability to spread quickly could place further strain on public health services if it spreads locally.
If there is a widespread outbreak of it, we would have more people ill in a community faster, and our capacity to take care of those people in public health and in the hospitals could potentially be compromised.
Meantime, COVID-19 vaccines continue to be given to the highest risk members of the public, such as nursing home residents and frontline healthcare workers. McAvoy said 1,500 doses of vaccine were received by the county on Tuesday, an amount he said would be enough to provide doses to residents in the state's 1A vaccine eligibility tier. He expected 1B vaccinations to begin by the end of the month. The county's Public Health Services office in Ballston Spa is serving as a point of distribution site, while the county works to identify other possible pods. Again, McAvoy.
And some of our residents may be familiar with this because we've run pods up in Corinth, for example. We've run pods in Moreau. We've run them in Mechanicville. We've done them in Clifton Park. And we'll probably seek to spread those out so that we can get the most coverage of the community and put them in locations that are easily accessible to the public.
McAvoy said county phone lines have been overloaded with residents calling with questions about the vaccine. He asked the public to go online to the county's Public Health Services website, which has information on the vaccine, COVID-19 variants, and the county's data dashboard, as well as other information. But even city officials say they need more information. Saratoga Springs Mayor Meg Kelly says there's been a lack of communication with the county.
I have heard nothing from the county on how they're rolling out the vaccination process. I have been in contact with the hospital. They have not heard from the county. So we have a problem at the county level with communication to the public and to elected officials on how this rollout is going to happen.
Officials continue to stress COVID-19 safety guidelines. Wash hands frequently, remain socially distanced and stay home, avoid gatherings, and wear a mask in public or when social distancing isn't possible. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.